Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. It's Friday and I hope this finds you well. Today, we're taking a look at the devotional from day 5 covering 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verses 13 through 16. Let me read those verses for us today as we begin. It says this, "And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. For you, brothers, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out and displeased God and oppose all mankind by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles that they might be saved, so as always to fill up the measure of their sins. But wrath has come upon them at last." Well, one of the things that jumps out to me in these verses is how the Thessalonians received the word of God. Paul commends them in verse 13 for how they received the word of God, not as the word of men, but as the very words of God. He commends them for how they truly heard the word of God, and he commends them for how they accepted or applied the word of God. I know we're in day 5 in these devotionals, but today might be the perfect time to do a little personal inventory based on what Paul has shared in these verses. So let's do a quick head and heart check regarding the very same things Paul praises the Thessalonians for. First, how do you and I receive the word of God? Do we receive it as just that, God's very word to us? Whether through reading the Bible on our own, doing devotionals, hearing it preached or taught, we must know that it's more than just words, it's more than just philosophy, it's more than just good advice, that it's the very words of God to us. So how do we receive it? Do we receive it as God's word to you and me? Then, as we receive it, are we truly listening? Is it in one ear and out the other? Are we paying attention? All of us know that we can hear something, but not truly listen. So are we soaking in the word of God, not just into our ears, but into our hearts? And finally, are we accepting or applying God's word into our lives? Information is great, but it all falls flat without application. Application is where life transformation happens. This is why the Bible says we're to be doers of the word and not just hearers. Paul commended the Thessalonians for receiving the word of God in these ways. Let's look at our lives today and make sure that we're doing the same. It will make all the difference as we seek to connect with the Lord and allow him to work in our lives. To help with all this, each day as we look at the scriptures in this devotional, as I'm sure you've been seeing, we've divided things into 3 sections: to read it in, to pray it up, and to live it out. Be sure to spend time in each of these areas and working through some of the prompts that are there. Remember, God has spoken and is still speaking, and he does so through his written word. Let's make sure we receive it for what it really is, truly hear it, and then apply it. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, how amazing that you've recorded your very heart, mind, and ways for us. You've wrapped them up in the scriptures for us and blessed us to have access to them with version after version and on different platforms and in different formats. So may we truly see it as your word to us. May we truly listen and may we truly apply all that you've instructed. It's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.